The United States slammed China and India today, saying they were threatening 7 years of work on a new global commerce pact as crucial talks at the World Trade Organization entered a second week. Washington has criticized India for rejecting the package laid out by WTO chief Pascal Lamy and China for backing out of terms it committed to last week.
India and China, with the support of the world's poorer nations, are insisting on allowances to raise farm tariffs. We spoke to Senior Research Fellow for Economics at the UK-based research institute Chatham House, Guy de Jonquier, who says it is make or break for these talks.
I think there is a general feeling that this probably is the last chance of making a real breakthrough. These talks have been running since, the round was launched at the end of 2001. The talks really have been running since the start of 2002. So we're getting on now for 7 years of talks. And until very recently, they have gone almost nowhere. And people were beginning to despair. I think people are beginning to feel now that they really have to put up or shut up, as the Americans say. And that there may not be another chance because the U.S. elections means campaign season starts now. And so there can be no more negotiations of any meaningful kind without the U.S. able to negotiate. You've got elections coming up in India, which are also likely to make things more difficult, and a whole lot of other factors. And if they just let the talks tail off now, there's quite a chance that they would never be revived, really. So it's a sort of last-ditch, make-or-break effort.